Alex, Alex Sorensen, Sorensen, 12/18/61. Date this for 11/18/2025. Mr. Sorensen is a well, first of all, patient is being seen for face-to-face evaluation today. The results of this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. And then second, Mr. Sorensen is currently in his 11th benefit period, which extends from 10/13/2025 to 12/11/2025 period.
So what? Is that the guy with the kidney
stone?
Yeah, let me see him. I'm going to see what's going on with him.
So Alex is a well-known 63-year-old gentleman, well-known to this examiner on hospice with a history of with a diagnosis of malignant neoplasm of prostate. With metastatic disease to the bone, COPD, weight loss, severe protein calorie malnutrition, atrial fibrillation, severe pain, schizophrenia, history of bladder cancer, history of abdominal aortic aneurysm, history of long-term anticoagulation use, COPD, tobacco abuse, and essential hypertension, period. The paragraph, so Alex has lost a tremendous amount of weight. His MAC has dropped to 20.5 to 19 centimeter today. His O2-SAT is at 95%. He's not using O2 at all times, not just PRN, period. He complains of back pain, requires Norco on a regular basis, most likely related to bone cancer, related to his prostate. PPS is at 40%, period. Sheila, S-H-I-E-L-A, Jenkins, his caretaker, tells me that he's sleeping now about 10 to 12 hours a day. His activity level is much less. He also is, his hypoxemia is most likely related to COPD and hyperventilation. He's barely moving any air because of his severe weakness and debilitation, period. Patient using his nebulizer on a regular basis. He's eating less. He tells me that he's trying to eat more to avoid his weight loss, but he's not very successful, period. He's cachectic, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder dependent incontinence. PPS is 40%. He continues to have atrial fibrillation. His blood pressure is stable at 140 over 50. His rate is at 88. But regular with no evidence of tachyarrhythmia, period. Given his decline related to his prostate cancer, metastatic disease, his COPD, hypoxemia, hyperventilation, decreased cognition, tiredness, weakness, cachexia, increased sleeping, and protein calorie malnutrition, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. And continues to require hospice care at home. Thank you.